Good afternoon, everyone. Mayang hapon ninyong tanan. Right. For those of you who have joined us here for the very first time, we are glad that you could celebrate this Sunday with us. We just want to say that it is a privilege for me to be back here and get to minister to all of you. It's encouraging to see new faces. It's good to see old and familiar faces, but really, as a pastor and really as one who labored here for more than 12 years, it's really great and it's a blessing and such an encouragement to see new people that God has added in this church, right? So we welcome you all and we hope that you will continue to grow in this church, okay? And I just want to commend Pastor Archie and the rest of the leadership team for really such doing a great job here in Victory Dumaguete. Let me give these guys a round of applause. Perting kugihana sa mga leaders nato, you know. Labi na gyud si Pastor Archie og si Rian. You know, they are such humble people and really hardworking. They may be young, but they are full of wisdom. And there's so much grace that God has given them, and it's so evident in their life. And I just want to commend Pastor Archie and Rian, and again, the rest of the leadership team. And I do want to ask you, because as a fellow pastor, you know, the job, the burden that a pastor carries is really something that only his wife and family can understand. Okay, that's part of the deal. And so I really want to encourage all of you to keep on praying for Pastor Archie and Rian and their family and the rest of the leadership team. Remember them in your prayers. Lift them up. Speak encouragement to them through your prayers. That will really go a long way. All right. So, and I also want to greet all the dads that are here today. How many of you are dads here? Can I see your hands? Sino po ba mga daddy dito? All right. Well, welcome. God bless you. I greet you. A happy Father's Day. May you build as a father. The message that I'm going to share with you this afternoon is related to the celebration that we have to Father's Day. Okay, and we are going through the fifth command now. Okay, our series is entitled 10 Perfect Law and Perfect Love. And now we are on the fifth installment, that is honor your father and mother. But let me start by helping us understand the whole goal of this series. This is the longest that we have so far, no? It's 10 weeks. Usually we have 4-6 week series, but this is 10 weeks. And the goal of this series is to really allow us to see a greater or better picture of God's love for His people. Okay? Why do I say God's love? Because the context of these laws are found in a context of relationship. They are not just a bunch of list of do's and don'ts. Okay, I want you to understand that. That's very important. They were given in the context of relationship. In fact, if you look at the entire summary of the book of Exodus, let me just give you a summary to that. Structural outline based on content. Okay, yung Exodus, the first 18 chapters, chapter 1 to 18, it talks about salvation, no? God saving Israel from Egyptian bondage. For 400 years, they have been serving as a slave in Egypt. 400 years. Kaya last week, yung pinag-usapan nating Sabbath rest, no? That is so revolutionary for the Israelites because for 400 years, they have never taken a day off. And that's why, because God loves these people, He included it in His commandments that His people should take a day off, should take a rest. So in other words, there is a reason behind all of these commands and laws. And they are based on love for His people. Because God has a relationship with His people. So the first 18 chapters talks about salvation. And then God gives, chapters 19 to 24, it talks about God giving Israel His laws. So pagkatapos sinave ni God yung people niya, then He gave them His laws, His instructions. In other words, it is so clear that we do not experience salvation by obeying the law. Hello, are you with me? Salvation is never achieved by doing good works. Rather, God saves us and then God empowers us and enables us to do good works. And it's evident here in the book itself. Okay, so after God saved Israel, He gave them these laws. He gave them these instructions. Because God is about to bring them into a new land, a land where their full of pagan worshipers, strange people, people who killed their sons and daughters and sacrificed them to so-called gods and idols. And so God is giving them instructions. Okay, how many of you here, you are a student but you are not from Dumaguete City? Can I see your hands? Anyone here? Whoa, ang dami. Okay, so, all right. I'm almost sure that, you know, katong hapit na ka mo, largahay na ka, okay, para mo skwila dris Dumaguete, okay, or gihatog man ka siguro sa imong mga ginikanan, and I'm pretty sure before your mom left you to go on with your studies here, she left you some instructions. Tama po ba? Meron ba dito na wala, talagang umalis na lang yung magulang mo, bahala ka na sa buhay mo? I'm pretty sure your parents gave you instructions. Why? Is it to restrict you? Is it to, you know, control you? Is it to put a burden on you? No, I believe it's because your parents love you. They want you to be safe. They want you to be protected. They want to be assured that you will be well. So, ganun din si God. Because He is bringing them into a new place. A land flowing with milk and honey. And He's giving these instructions because He loves His people. And so we see from that outline that God saved them and then God gave them instructions. And then chapters 25 to 40, God commands Israel to build the temple. It talks about worship, which is really the appropriate response to who God is and what He has done for us. At the end of everything, it's really all about a relationship with God. It's all about worshiping God for who He is. And it's important for us to see this as a foundation. Why? Because if we do not see the love of God in these commandments, then they will become a burden to us. Kung walang love relationship kay God, it's just another religious do's and don'ts. Bawal ito, bawal yan. Okay? And that's how we would see Christianity. And sometimes, sad to say, many people take out of context what Paul said. Now, when Paul said, I am not under law, but under grace. And thus, people would try to live in such a way to please and gratify their own desires, thinking and believing because they are not under law, but under grace. But it doesn't mean that just because you are under grace, that you become a lawless person. Hindi po. In fact, grace that saves us really enables us to recognize the moral standards and values that God has for us. And that's why these commandments really even are a picture of God's grace. They are a display of God's grace. In fact, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, it tells us there that the grace of God has appeared that brought salvation to all men has appeared. Right? It teaches us to say what? To say no to ungodliness, all right, and worldly passions, and to live upright and self-controlled lives. If you look at the Ten Commandments, they are arranged or are given in a kind of a negative approach. Negative meaning it always says, don't do this, don't do that. You shall have no other gods. Okay, you shall not make for yourself an idol. Okay, you shall not misuse the name of It's all saying no, don't do this. And why is that? Because that's what the grace of God is. It's supposed to teach us to say no to sin and ungodliness. Does this make sense? So ito po yung picture ng commands. Kaya sinabi natin, perfect law, perfect love. Because it is a display of God's love and grace. Now, let me give you the summary of the entire Ten Commandments. Meron po ba dito you can memorize by heart? Okay, the entire Ten Commandments from verse 1 to 17. Right. I really want to encourage you. My kids, memorize them. Okay, and I reward them 500 pesos every time they memorize. Every time I give them allowance, okay, recite the Ten Commandments. And I have a reason why I'm doing that. Okay, I'll explain it to you later. But this is the summary of the Ten Commandments. Commandment number one, and we find this in Exodus chapter 20, no, verse 1 to 17. You shall have no other gods before me. That's commandment number one. Commandment number two, you shall not make for yourself a carved image, okay, in the form of anything. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Commandment number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Commandment number 5, honor your father and your mother. And it continues the rest of the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Okay? You shall not covet. Okay, so this is the summary of the Ten Commandments, okay, found in Exodus chapter 20. Today, we're going to talk about commandment number 5. It's about honoring your father and your mother. Exodus chapter 20, I'd like to start with verse 1 and 2, and then I'll jump to the fifth command, verse 12. And it's important that we read verses 1 and 2 included because this is really the premise of the entire commandment, no? That verse 1 tells us, and God spoke all these words. Okay, it's God who spoke all these words. This is not an idea of man. This is the idea of God. These words came from God. And then verse 2, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. So this is the premise in giving the law. God saved them. He is the Lord. He brought them and set them free from bondage, okay, from slavery. And then verse 12, the fifth command. Can we all read this together? Ready, go. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. This is the word of the Lord for us today. I'd like to share very quickly a testimony of how I grew up, okay, my own family. Perhaps some of you are like me. I grew up in a dysfunctional home, meaning my parents parted ways when I was a little over a year old. Okay, there were two of us. I have an older sister and our second one. And then later on, many years, after 5 years, I was about 5 years old, my dad took another wife, okay, and I have two brothers with my stepmother, okay? Okay, because my mom left my dad when I was a little over a year old, no? And we got to reconnected when I was 18 years old. And then nagkita mig-usab, 20 years old na ako. Okay, so such is the story of my life, no? But later on, when I got reconnected with my mom, I found out that I have two siblings pa, okay, a sister, but she died of sickness at age 6. And then I have another brother, okay, with my mom. Okay, so, and before I became a Christian, you can just imagine the kind of misery and pain, okay, that I was growing up with. Okay, wala si nanay, wala si mama. I called my mama, okay, mama, and I called my father, tatay, no? So, sahay, kung makita na ako ang tatay na sa balay, mangita ko sa akong mama, okay? Hindi ako mangita ko, nai-appeal nga kalagot gamay. Asa man si mamatay? Okay, so, kalagot na, mura sa bag ako silang ibalikas na sana, mamatay na mo tanan. So, because I grew up with my lola and my lola, no, and my dad was always working, just traveling around the Philippines. Okay, so, but anyway, by the grace of God, He saved me. He showed me mercy, forgiven me of all my sins. And since then, I was 18 years old, studying in Manila. I was in college, taking up accountancy. And then I started praying for my family. Started praying for my dad. I was living with my dad at that time. And then I started praying for my family. And one by one, they came to know the Lord. In fact, my family on my father's side, okay, which I'm so close with them, all of them, as far as I know, every one of them, to my uncle, okay, my sister, I still have few cousins, okay, that are yet to be reached. But most of them already are serving the Lord in our church in Victory, Cebu. Okay, so if you've been to Cebu, Tinette, she is my sister, and she's one of the Victory group leader there. And really, God's been using them. Okay, she got married actually at age 17. Okay, she became a mom at age 17. Now they are leaders in the church. Okay, his husband included. And just recently, ito recent lang to. Okay, about 2 months ago. How many of you know Jean Salon? Okay, one of our leaders here before. Hindi na, no? Wala na yung kailan ni Jean. Okay? She's one of our students and Victory Group leaders from Siliman, who is now a campus minister in our church in Pagadian. Okay, and just recently, okay, my mother attended church in Pagadian. In fact, today, they were going through baptism in Victory Weekend. That's my mother, and that is my Tito Ben. Okay, so kasama niya, partner niya. No? So, and really, God has been so great. The Lord has healed so many things in my life, not only in my life, even in my relationship. In fact, I could say that He has given me something I even don't deserve. He has given me my own family. I'm married and I have 4 kids. Right, my wife was with me this morning. She's attending a wedding, another wedding today, no? But this is my family. Okay, Dorothy, my eldest, many of you know her, and Caleb, and then Naomi, she's with me. She's resting right now in the room, okay? So, medyo napagod siya, and my youngest, Gabriel. And really, I'm just so grateful that God has been so gracious not only to forgive me of my sins, but to give me, you know, a life and a family of my own that I can treasure. Okay, so what I want to understand here this afternoon as we get back to the commandment is that the power of this fifth command is so significant to every person's life, every one of us here. This command is so significant, it is so powerful, and I want us to understand this because this affects our relationships. Our relationship with God and our relationship with others. You know, the fifth command is like if you fold all of God's commandments, okay? Commandment 1 to 4 on the other side and the rest of the commandment. When you put them into one and fold them, at the very center, the command that hits this line is the command to honor your father and mother. Are you getting this? If you get all of God's command and fold them, what you will find at the very center is the command to honor your father and mother. That's how powerful and significant this command is to us. In fact, before we can even deal and have right relationship with others and have a right relationship with God, our relationship with our parents really has to be dealt with. It must be dealt. This command affects, okay, it affects us growing up. Even if we are already grown up, the fifth command affects our past. And not only it affects our relationship with God, it affects our past, it also affects our future. That's why growing up, the first 18 years of my life, I was a man full of rage, full of anger. I was a man who had no purpose, you know, many vices and all that, really just waiting to die, okay? So I didn't care much about my life. And it's because of really what's going on within me as a result of really the family, the kind of family that I grew up with. So many insecurities. But God gave this command, listen, not just for us to have right relationships, not just for us to be able to live morally upright, but God gave this command, really, especially the fifth, for us to be able to experience the fullness of God's blessing to us. Because there is such an abundance of God's blessing. And if this command is not settled in our lives, we can have all the money we have, we can have all the success, pero kung may issue ka minsan sa mga magulang mo, point is, may issue ka. You have that pain, you have that misery deep within you. And unless it is dealt with, it's just eating you up. Does that make sense? I do believe some of you can relate to this, no? So, the fifth commandment. Another significance is that of the 10, okay, of the 10 lang, there are many commands, but of the 10 that was written, it is the first and only command that comes with a promise. The other command, the first 4, comes with a warning. You shall have no other God. Don't make an idol. If you make an idol, God is a jealous God. You will be punished, okay? God will punish those who hate God and love those 1,000 generations, all that. Don't misuse the name of the Lord because you will not be guiltless. Okay, so there are warnings. And then the other 6, just don't do it. Don't commit adultery. Don't commit murder. It just simply says don't do it. But this one is a command that is attached with a promise. There's a promise that is being attached to it. Okay, so it's the significance of this command. So it affects really our life now and our view of life. Now the word honor in Hebrew, kabad, means to consider, to make careful consideration. Okay, a heavy value for something. Okay, ibig sabihin, bibigyan mo ng weight ng value ng isang person o isang bagay. That's what honor means. Okay, so, and it also means that you know your place. When you talk about honor, you know your place. Okay? I know my place as I stand here and preach. Pastor Archie is the pastor here. I am not. Okay? I may be part of this church, but at this moment, I am serving Pastor Archie. Okay? He's not serving me. So when Pastor Archie tells me, Pastor Don, okay, 50 minutes lang ha. Hindi 50 minutes. 30 minutes lang. 30 minutes lang. I will submit. Because that is my place. Are you with me? If you are a student and you have a teacher, probably your teacher is new in the class and you're saying, naku, mas maayo pa man siguro kung mutudlo aning teacher na ako. Sir, pwede ako na lang dias blackboard, ikaw na lang lingkod daribi, ako yung tudlo diha. How many of you know that's disrespectful? Because even if you really are better than your teacher, that is not the place for you. And that's where we need to understand what honor is. Okay, so honor is knowing our place, is putting such a premium and careful consideration, the weight of the value of the thing or that person. Okay, so that's honor. And so we are to put serious weight and value to our parents, God says. Okay, Exodus 20 verse 12, honor your father and your mother. Okay, so this command, if you look at it, is unconditional, meaning there are no conditions. It didn't say honor your father and mother if they will feed you, honor your father and mother if they give you your allowance on time, or honor your father and mother, okay, if they give you the best of everything. There are no conditions. Okay, it simply means honor your father and mother. There are no conditions attached. But what is attached is a promise. Okay, so now, the practical question of how do we honor our parents? Okay, well, we honor them by loving them. Okay, we love them. When we say we love them, that means we obey their command. You know, in the Bible, honor or love is always, you know, described, it's expressed in obedience. Jesus said in John 14:21, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. And verse 15, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commands. So how do we honor our parents? We love them. Okay, we simply obey their commands. Okay, so now sometimes there are commands that are really dishonorable, no? Okay, so and God will give us the grace how to figure that out. But basically it's to obey them. We express that love by obeying them. Okay, and not only that, we also forgive them. Okay, not only that we obey, we forgive them because they make mistakes. And to show love is also to forgive the mistake of our parents. Okay, our parents make mistakes. I make mistakes, okay, a lot of mistakes already against my children. Most of the common mistakes that I make is when I ask my child to do something, Caleb, can you do this please for me? And then I would go and do something else. And then when I come back, I see him still on the same position, holding the same thing. All right? PSP probably, when I ask him just a few minutes ago. And sometimes I would just burst, Caleb, sabi ko sa'yo, assuming that he did not obey what I said. But then later on, you say, tapos na dad, ginawa ko na. Oh. And I would kneel, I'm sorry son, I should have asked first if you already did what I have asked you to. I'm so sorry. I would really ask for forgiveness. And it happened a couple of times. Okay, that, you know, you make that mistake, okay, because you assume. And so, you know, we show love by forgiving our parents. Not only we love them, but we also respect them. That means we submit to them, okay, simply because they are our parents, okay. We show them respect. But here is the big question, okay. The big question is, how do you honor a parent when he was never there? How do you honor a parent who never showed love and affection to you? Who never really cared, okay, what you were going through? The deeper question is, why should you honor a parent who hurt you physically and abused you physically? And we have all the reason why they don't deserve any honor, any respect and love from us. But nonetheless, since the Bible gives no condition, the command remains that we should honor our father and our mother. But that is the big question, the tension that really gets into our life. How can I honor Him? Why should I honor Him or honor her when I wasn't really even loved? Well, it is because of the promise. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 tells us, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. This command was repeated in Deuteronomy just before the people of Israel were entering and claiming to possess the promised land. Verse 16, chapter 5, Deuteronomy. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And this commandment, again, was repeated in the New Testament when Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus giving instructions in how the believers ought to conduct themselves as believers. Chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, it says there, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. So let me try to answer that question. Why should we honor our parents, even though they did not show us love and affection, they were never there, and they hurt us physically or emotionally, whatever it is? Why should we embrace this command and obey it? Well, number one, because it is the right thing to do. The Bible says, verse 1, Ephesians chapter 6. Obey your parents in the Lord or honor them, for this is right in the Lord. What do I mean by this? It's this. When you honor your parents, okay, you actually honor God. You honor God when you honor your parents without any condition. This is a way that we can honor God. You know, some people could be so great in the church, serving, and wala akong pinatpatamaan, ha? But then when it comes to their family, they can't even say nice things to them. It's even a struggle to text dad, Happy Father's Day. It's like, sige na nga lang, Father's Day, wala kang choice, okay? Parang, do you understand what I'm talking about? Some people, it's a struggle for them. But you know, if you really want to honor God, this is the way to go. It's by honoring your parents without any condition. Because when you honor them, you honor God. That's just it. And we cannot pretend when we have some issues in our heart. God said, you know, you want to worship me, but something is wrong with your heart. You have an issue with your brother. Talks about relationship. Put down your offering and settle the matter over. And then come and then worship me. Then worship me. Because we can't say we are honoring God and yet we have undealt issues in our life, especially with regards to our parents. We honor God when we honor our parents. It's not a question whether they deserve it or not. Okay, well, they do. And it has nothing to do with what they have done. They deserve it simply because they are parents. And it's not a question whether alabo naman ang commands ni God. No, it's not. I'll explain to you later on why is this important to you. Okay, so that is the first thing that I want us to understand, why we should honor our parents, simply because it's the right thing to do. We honor God when we honor our parents. Secondly, the promise goes that so that it may go well with you. Verse 3. Okay, so that it may go well with you. What do I mean by this? You see, the God who commanded you to honor the very people who hurt you, the people who did not care of you, who did not, you know, give you the love that you needed growing up. The God who commanded this is able to turn all that was bad in your life, all that has become a curse in your life, He's able to turn that into a blessing to you. And that is the heart of God. He does not want the curse to stay in your life and continue on to your family. You know, how my dad expressed his love to me is by giving me money, material things. I mean, I tell you, when I was in college, college to ah, let me not count the year, no? But when I was in college, this was like, what, 26 years ago. Okay, anyway, yung baon ko araw-araw is 300 pesos. The average salary that time probably is around 80. Okay, a worker gets a pay of around 6,000 during that time when I was in college. That's how my dad, you know, shows his love for me. And that's just my allowance. I have plenty of money when I was in college. Okay, buti na lang na born again ako. Okay, I saved some of those money, gave it to my sister. Okay, I would go home every Christmas. I have lots of money, papakain ako, and then pipritsan ko sila ng gospel. That's why na-save sila. Okay, so, but nonetheless, later on, I understand that how my grandfather showed love to my father because my grandfather was a captain of a ship. It's the same way, material things. He was never there, but when he's there, there's just so many material things. Everything they would need. And then later on found out my great-grandfather, who was a politician in Leyte, is the same manner. It's a curse that's been passed on. Wala na nga akong nanay. Wala na akong mamatay. Sorry, ah. And all you can do is give me all this money. I don't need money. And I began to see that it's a curse. And you know, sometimes it could be a tendency that the curse is passed on to you. And you just show when you are there, okay, it's just giving them PSP. I give them PSP not because, you understand what I'm talking about? But that curse was broken in my life. It was broken. God turned that curse into a blessing in my life. That's why I can really say, I'm blessed by God. I do not deserve my family, my wife who grew up to be in a good home, okay, good family. And he gave me my wife. Okay, so, and it's a blessing. And God is able to turn that. What was painful in the past, God can turn it into a blessing. You know, my parents right now serving the Lord, my mother, going through Victory Weekend, being baptized today. Woohoo! 26 years of prayer. Today it's been answered. Now, that's a blessing, isn't it? It's a blessing. 26 years of prayer. I never stopped praying for them. Next month, we'll go there, okay, to meet them and really celebrate with them. This is what God is saying, that He wants everything to go well with you. You know, when you have that pain, when you have that, you know, heartache, especially because of parents, malalim yun. Okay? Kung ang heartache mo lang ay dahil lang sa, you know, boyfriend, on. But parents, ang lalim nun. Ang lalim ng hurt na yun. But God can turn that curse into a blessing in your life. Third reason, why we should embrace this command and pursue honoring our parents is because this promise tells us that we may enjoy long life on the earth. You see, God doesn't want you to just be well in your soul, but He actually wants you to enjoy your life. Honoring your father and mother may be difficult because of the pain, but honoring our parents, no matter what they have done, will set you free. It will set you free from all of those pain. My relationship with my dad has been fully healed. Dati, you know, my dad hates it when he hears that I smoke. This is before I became a Christian, no? And so there was a time that I lit a cigarette in front of him and blow the smoke on his face. Because, you know the picture. Padati, pag kulang na, magsuntukan kami ng tatay ko. But you know what, today, God has so healed our relationship. You know, when I served for 1 year missions in Russia, he was one of my best supporters. Really, my MPD partner. Okay, so there was a time that I had the privilege of leading my father to the Lord. I had the privilege of counseling my dad. I tell you, there were a couple of times that my dad came to me broken because I know he's lived a miserable life. And he asked me, Donnie, what shall I do? You know, I'm tired of this life. My dad. And at that point, I wasn't being a pastor. I was just being a son, a godly son. Prayed for him, ministered to him. And today, I can tell my dad, I love you, Tay. Without any awkward feeling. Not at all. With such conviction. And he replies back to me, I love you, son. I thank God for you. I thank God for your life. They will always say, buti na lang may pastor sa pamilya natin. Okay, so, before he would tell me, huh? I sent you 4 years to study accountancy and then you just end up a pastor? Okay. But now, okay, he would acknowledge God and say, buti na lang, Lord, thank you. What happened to my son? There's such a restoration of relationship. My mother, I'm excited going there next month. My mom would sometimes, when we talk, doon pa say, luwag ko doon, ha, kay pila ka tuig, 18 years, I would stop her and say, ma, don't. You need to be released from that. So I mean, you need to be released from that. You know, whatever happened, okay, that is in the past. Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, the old is gone, the new has come. We have a new life to live. And God so healed. Because God wants you to enjoy life. And then some kids, like, you're trying to enjoy here, party, party. But in your heart, you're just miserable. Well, God wants to give you true joy, true happiness, with righteousness, peace, and joy in your heart. That is really the entire reason for this command. It is for you, children, so that you will be healed from your pain. This doesn't give us excuse, dads. We all have our hurts already, but this is so that it will not continue on to the next generation. This command is an expression of how much God so loves you that He wants to set you free from whatever pain. He wants to break whatever curse that's already been seen in the family and start a line of blessing through you when you begin to embrace this in your life. And let me close by looking at how did Jesus, you know, apply this command. Luke chapter 2. And we know that Jesus, if you have all of your reclamo in this life and family, Jesus could have all of those complain. Alright? He was conceived out of wedlock. Engaged pa lang si Mary. Buntis na. She was the talk of the town. Okay, yung babae na yan, wala. Bigaon na. Wala pa ganit maminyo. Mabdus na. That was Jesus' family. And even before they were married, Joseph already was thinking of divorcing Mary. Hindi pa nga kinasal, divorce na iniisip. You talk about pain. But you know what? Scripture tells us, chapter 2:39, it is regarding Jesus. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town, to Nazareth. And the child, referring to Jesus, grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. He was strong in his conviction. He had a strong moral compass and values in his life. He was full of wisdom, and there was so much favor from God in his life. You know why? Verse 51. And he went down with them, referring to their parents, and came to Nazareth, and he was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. Jesus, as a human being, yes, he was God, but in his humanity, in the midst of the kind of family that he grew up with, submitted and honored his earthly parents. Jesus did that. Now, if Jesus did that, what are our excuses? Why we can't? Is it because of your pain? Is it because of your misery? What excuse can we give when Jesus himself submitted in his humanity? Last verse, and I'll close in prayer. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming what? Christ became a curse. How was he a curse? For it is written, curse is everyone who is hanged on a tree. He was crucified. He became a curse for us. Now, whose idea was it that Jesus will be crucified? Whose idea was it? It was his father's idea. Yet, he honored his father. And by honoring his father, he brought blessing to you and me.
freedom. You can claim this promise for you. That's what this command means. So that it may go well with you and that you will enjoy life here on earth.